Hey guys, what was your go-to Canada Goose call last fall? Hi, I'm George Lynch, a legendary gear. This is the George Lynch Hunting Podcast, brought to you by Legendary Gear, the game call company that is a legend by design. Great question for you guys to reflect and reminisce. This being the springtime now, we can look back at the fall, kind of think about the times and what level of caller are you. Start to evaluate and analyze who you are as a caller, your calling style, and your level of calling. You know, what, set some goals for yourself. You know, this is the perfect time that we can look back and say, hey, you know, I run one goose call. I like the goose call, but you know, I would like to run maybe a shorter goose call, maybe learn to get more aggressive, maybe learn to get some more speed to it. Or maybe you're the guy that who just runs nothing but a fast goose call and has forgotten about using the deeper sound goose call for different occasions. You know, like I said, it's great to have a different tool for all those different situations. So I'm one of those guys which has a lot of different tools on my lanyard. And in each day, in each situation, and each area that I go to hunt can be different. So this is a great thing, and I want to, in this podcast, I really want you guys to get to analyze, you know, what was my goal for next fall? And I always said that, you know, you hear me in the past podcast always talking about practice doesn't make perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. And now is the time, and the more time that you can put in, you know, when I'm not rushed, you're going to make mistakes. There's times that, you know, you want to add time for those days of frustration that you put something down, you put that call down, say, man, I'm just not going to get it. Sometimes I know for myself, sometimes it's better just to walk away and then we come back. You know, you want to conquer that call. You want to be able to control it and manipulate those sounds at request or that at the demand of that time. So let's break down into that. You know, let's say that I'm going to talk about myself. Let's get into myself. I basically like to run three different types of goose calls. My main call, which I would say is probably the medium road call, would be more like our Omega or Exit. It to a lot of guys, that's a short call. I call that the medium size call. That call is great because I can still establish through practice some deep sounds, some good hollow clucks, especially, you know, if we're going to be working in that early season, or you're working where you're working maybe just giant geese and you're not into the migrants yet, you're not into those migrators and lessers that might be higher pitch. But with that shorter call, even when I'm hunting giant geese, you know, there's times that they get stubborn. There's times that they might want to short stop me. So I need a call that is one breath away of turning the motor on. And that's what I like about this medium-sized call, the Omega or the Exit that we have. I can, you know, hit that deep goose. But I'll say, well, all of a sudden when I'm doing that, they start to slide to the right or left and start to shortstop me. Again, I'm one breath. And watch how I'll take that one breath and skip it to an aggressive mode. Now, if you watch what I was doing and listen to what I was doing, you know, I was getting that deep hollow goose, so they're coming in that gander. But this call has the range to get up to that. That's what I like about a medium-sized call. Again, working those giants at one breath, having this to either spit note and do some type of a fast moan to get them to come back. What I'm trying to say is you will have to get aggressive. But majority of the time, you know, let the goose dictate when that happens. You know, don't be one of those guys every time he sees geese is running that fast into that call barking at them, you know, reading those birds. And I like to just give that spit moan, give it some good honker clucks and cluck moan. You know, there's nothing wrong in it. You want to go back to old school, but you can't beat the old school of a cluck and moan, especially for reading birds. And when they're coming in or they're eating up and you want to keep them right on that visual line, that is the great way, just cluck and moan. Again, if they go to slide, big geese can do that, especially if they start getting, you know, a little weary and watching, or your spread, something might move in your spread, someone might be sticking up. But it, you know, it's good to be able to get that aggressive. That's why I like a medium call. Now, another call that I'll use in that early season will be my second call, is the long old man. Now, the old man has a deeper goose, a good cluck and moan. It's going to be set to me when I'm using the old man. Either I'm hunting water or I'm hunting in a field, and I got one or two, three, and it could be more, but they're silent birds that are coming in. And I just want them to focus on that one clear goose that's talking back to them. And instead of having a bunch of geese that might be showing me that they're weary and they're very vocal and I got to get loud and I got to get vocal, this is just, to me, what I call a finesse call. And that's what I like about this old man. It doesn't take much pressure to use it, but it has, again, the deep goose, but it has a lot of range. So I can get on. Very easy to use. It's just giving cluck and moan. And when that goose is on the water and he's just giving that kind of a buzz, little cluck, great little cluck to give on the water or in the field. But I like that. To me, that's a good little routine I like to do on the water if I got a couple of geese floating on in, just giving that nice cluck. It's giving me that pitch, and that's what I want to talk about. It's very important. What, you know, depending, whatever, any animal that or bird that you're hunting, it's that pitch that you want to replicate and that pitch that you're trying to sound like. So, you know, if it's relaxed and content geese and they're coming in and they're bowing up and they're giving you that, well, I'm going to give that back to them. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It's, you know, that perfect goose sound. It's just that if I hit that right pitch and then hit the rhythm with it. So that is what I really like about the old man, being able to attain all those different sounds of that big honker goose. When times are tough or that I got to take charge, the little ripper, which has got the right name for it, this little call, I'm telling you, it is one of the things that, in my opinion, one of the best improvements in goose hunting or in my goose success and in my bag of tricks. And it's in the call. You know, decoys are important. Spot, you know, being in the right spot, let's face it, being in the right spot is important. But I will go out on a limb to say that when it comes, if you're not in the right spot, because not every time can I be on the X. Not every time can I be in that spot, not blessed. You know, I might have to be running traffic, which is in between A and B. I'm in the middle spot. So yeah, decoys, you know, can play some part in that. But to me, flagging and running the call and the call drawing those in, the decoys are the finishers. But I'm telling you, from trying to drag them off that line of heading to the, or not the roost, but to their feeding spot, to the refuge, their refuge of feeding, you know, it's going to take something that I got to do, that they got to hear and then get them on that string. I think the ripper has it. The ripper has a high pitch that it carries a long distance, but it's got the shortness of it. And what I like, you know, this call can be ran open-handed, kind of closed a little bit. I kind of run a semi-open just for that. You hear I'm still getting that low, aggressive murmur. This call can turn balls to the wall in just one breath. And I used this call last September. We're talking about reflecting back on hunting and the last fall experiences. Diane and I went up, had the invitation, I guess you want to say, to go up and hunt up in Saskatchewan, Canada last year. And we got to hunt for 3 days, I think it was. We put 3 days hunting for Greg Toogood and my friend B. Latane. But we did a TV show with the Bushnell Prairie Pursuit outdoors. We shot 150 honkers in 3 mornings. But I was running nonstop fast, even though, like I said, we were in a great area, great spot. We had a lot of guys. We were hunting. It was tough, but we took a good situation. There was days that we had more guys, and those days it seemed with the more people, the more that you're trying to hide, the more work and more aggressive that I had to be to finish geese. Now, I'm talking about when I hunt, and I'm talking about finishing geese, I'm talking about killing geese at 20 yards. You know, I'm not talking about we did a limit and we shot a limit of geese, but there was 50 and 60 yard shots. And, you know, and with that, and that I'm talking about, that's being the beginning of the first shot. I'll tell you within that, there's definitely going to be wounded birds that got sprayed upon, got hit. And that's why, you know, to me, it's, I don't condone that. And we really, even in turkey hunting, you know, I try to say 20 yards needs to be your goal of getting those birds in there and then work them from there on out. So if you're working birds from 20 yards and then second, third shot on out, maybe your last shot might be 40 yards, 45 yards, but that's a lot better than starting at 45 and 50 and then finishing them at 60 and 70. So, I mean, it's pretty simple math, and we're just trying to condone ethical and moral shooting and hunting when hunting our game. But so that's why it's so important that learning to me, I become, I guess, obsessed. The word I want to use with trying to conquer the call, conquering this call that I'm using, is because it's my goal and it's my challenge of trying to get those birds in at 20 yards. And that's why it takes different calls at different times and different situations. And up there, I will say, because of the amount of people that we were hunting with, I was using the short call 100% of the time. I was just working those geese. Those geese never really heard that type of aggressive style of calling, I don't think, especially up there. It worked really well. It worked well on geese that we shot and turned around and brought back in. But to show you how well it worked, my wife was shooting a 20 gauge and she mopped up. When we got it on footage that she shot a lot of singles that we called her out on. I watched her shoot a double with one shot. So, you know, to be able to take geese with 20 gauge ammo and using regular steel shot, we weren't using TSS or any high paid ammo. She was shooting birds with 20 gauge steel at and killing them. So it's all about getting those birds into that close area and in that proximity and trying to shoot them within the ethical and moral range. So anyway, we'll get back and let's talk about, I kind of explain the three different calls I like to use, but let's explain in each one in each situation why the different calls when I go to the field. If I'm heading to an area that, let's say we got a day that quiet, you can hear people talking clear at the end of the field. And this is very important. I don't think guys have ever paid attention, but how loud that call sounds, especially with no wind. But if you have a wind straight at your back running to those geese, that sound is actually carrying faster and louder than it would be if you're going against the wind. Remember that. But especially if I'm on a calm day and I'm hunting birds and, you know, they're coming in, they're not really vocal. Those days, I really like to use this old man, and that's what I call finesse goose, finesse them, speak goose, but I'll work them to just That is just plain meat potatoes sounding like a Canada honker, just hitting those geese, cluck, moan, cluck, moan. One of the things how I tune, I like to give that kind of a raspy moan. I like to do that a lot because it's so natural and out in the field, but it also, you know, when you're running these calls, I get great attention response, I guess I should say, from the Canada goose when I'm hitting that. It's just a great nasally, nasty goose. And I'll tell you, and I mentioned this on some podcasts back maybe a couple years ago, hunting the late season out here in Iowa. We had thousands of geese. But man, I never seen geese so pressured and so spooked. You know, we were jumping around fields and, you know, we had tons of geese. It wasn't the problem not having enough geese. And there really wasn't pressure where I was at. But it's late in the season and they get pressure north of us. You know, wherever these geese definitely got the pressure. And I would jump over in fields that these geese would have been in the day before, and I'm hunting the other field and jump over there. And let me tell you guys, it wasn't the decoys because it, whether it was full bodies or because he used silhouette. I tried full bodies, I tried silhouettes, I tried them all by themselves, I tried mixing them. And it was tough. I mean, those geese were coming over the trees and they were just, they weren't, you wouldn't see them veer. They just wasn't breaking wing. And then they'd go to the field I was the day before. And we tried hard calling. And if you did some hard calling, I could see breaking some a little bit, but they just keep going. They just follow that line. If you didn't do any calling, they just flagging and no calling. They just, you know, if they didn't flag and you didn't call, they just, it was, you're like you weren't there. That's when I started doing that little kind of spit moan, nasty. Just doing that right there. At least I was starting to get geese to break up. And it was just finesse calling all the way in and shooting the geese. You know, we didn't shoot limits. We didn't shoot piles of them, but I was speaking a language where I was breaking geese over. And when you have that many geese in an area, man, it's tough, especially it's kind of like snow geese. They follow the leader. And if you can't get the first groups coming in and dumping in, you know, it's really tough. And then again, you know, they're all flying at once too. And that doesn't help any, but so, you know, we were trying so much, but being able to take that big call and back it down and just trying to be as real as possible made a huge difference in success that we were getting in that late season. The second thing with success is I cut way back on the decoys. I had sleepers and a couple feeders and one upright. And total made the difference of, you know, the attention. You know, we were trying all feeders and everything was upright, but the, you know, the big difference was putting those sleepers and sleeper shells and laying them in the snow and putting maybe 6 or 7 feeders and then 1 or 2 sentries and that was it. Made a big difference. So the correlation between the calling and changing the decoys was, you know, you have to adapt. So that is a good opportunity using that old man. You know, again, if I'm hunting geese that every, you know, if I'm going to start out the day and it's a normal day, we got some wind, geese are very vocal, but geese, you know, and I might be hunting on the X and I'm hunting on a spot that we saw them the day before. That's why I like to use my middle call and my medium call, my Omega. This one happens to be a Coca-Cola, but this one can give me high pitch, big, high pitch goose. It can give me low pitch goose. I can basically do a lot of different things on it. So, you know, if I see them out there in a ways, I got that good goose sound. I got the high pitch that can carry. You know, once those birds, and usually, like I said, I'm hunting on the X, then it just, it's pretty simple. I'm just going to give them a little murmur, a moan. Middle goose right there, just working them all the way in. That's what I like about that middle call. Now, the neat thing about this, though, if they start, again, I talked about if they happen to flare, move on, I can give them that little fast. So you see, we lost the geese. I was able to get on it, get high pitch, get that high fast pitch, speed it up, and then slow it back down. That's what I love about using the medium call, being able to get some little bit of range in it and change the situation. A little short call, high pitch. If geese are tough, I'm hunting traffic, I gotta make noise. I got to be high pitch, and it's that fast and aggressive bam, 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 back and forth. And it's getting that crack, being able to jump that crack sound back and forth and quick, which to me draws attention. It shows aggressive, but it also carries a long ways. And that's the beauty of this ripper. And it's so, believe it or not, guys, this is the, you know, if you only change into two calls, if you're a guy that kind of runs a big call and been running a longer call and you only have the one call, this, if you only decide that you only want to run two calls and learn to run two calls, I would go with this ripper, because a lot of guys at our shows, when I start seeing them, they look at that short call, but it feels so comfortable in the hand. They like that, you know, they don't have to use very little hand manipulation to get it to run. And basically, that cluck, if you put the air to it and can break it, if you can run this call, the old man, and get that break in over right, then it's easy to run the short call and then learning to adapt and get faster. But this call, see, that call does everything and easy to run. So that's the story of the philosophy of running different calls, basically three style calls. You want to get maybe a deep call, a middle range call, and that high pitch call. So it kind of gives me the three different calls. Again, evaluate what you did last year and be honest with yourself, you know, hey. And maybe you, if you're already running three calls, you're running two calls, and that's great. And you're learning and you're gaining, and you've probably got some more experience than the average guy out there. But you guys, this is for the guy, this podcast. If you're for the guy who looked at and analyzed your last year, not really happy, feel that I can step up in my game and get better in that calling end of the game. We can discuss decoys and blinds and everything and flagging later in another podcast. But we're in this podcast here. I'm just trying to talk about analyzing and being honest with yourself and set your goal. What is your goal for this next fall? This is the time to do it. This is the time to get serious. And hey, if you want to reach out and give me a call, My number will be at the end of this podcast, and you can reach out to me and welcome to talk to any of you guys on your style, where you're at now, what questions you have, what level of caller you are. But man, that's what we do. We love to work with you guys trying to pick. I want you to be more successful. I want you, so when you're going out there, you're tipping more toenails and bringing more game back home. And always remember that, try to take an old person, take a young kid out there as you're going hunting. And I hope that you would just like this podcast, share it with your friends, get your buddies out there who are trying to learn to expand their level of calling. Hey, listen to this podcast. We need to get a hold of George. We need to see what we need to do to get better for this next fall. Now's the time to dig in, start doing the batting practice. And so you're ready to swing for the fences when it comes this fall. So I hope you like this, guys. And always remember, hunt safe, hunt smart. And may the good Lord be your guide. God bless, my friends.
Well, I'll be out there ain't shining, all a part of the great design. Bring it on, I can never get enough. Because that's what legends are made of.